Blog Talk Radio.
$1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you coming, come on. I'm flying out.
out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Talking about walk off weight of Book and Journal, which is written by the Fitness Director of Prevention. Visit prevention.com, Michelle Stanton. And not going to be all in detail today because I will be discussing it every Monday. Probably, you know, just every Monday sharing excerpts from that book. And also I became, well, my Reddit Facebook friends was the author named Wanda McGee. And she has a new novel out that has recently been released on BarnesandNoble.com called Games Men Play. She would like for you all to check out her new novel. It is a suspense, sexy novel. And she has confirmed that she will be a guest in the near future to talk about her novel, Games That Men Play. The title itself sounds very interesting. So I can't wait for Wanda to McGee to be a guest. So check her book out also so you can be, you can. About the time I announced that she would be guest, you all would have read her book. And if you have not picked up my cousin Linda White Oliver's book, Dallas-based author, native Jacksonian, Myrna's Adventure, please check out her book also, okay? So, wow, there's where to start, because there's other things to kind of like talk about. And feel free to call at 714-409-0614. And I just want to wish happy birthday to everybody celebrating birthdays. There's so many birthday babies out there, and I don't want to miss people because you all know how much I love birthdays also. And tomorrow is guess whose birthday? Mr. Kevin Dorsey. Yeah, my friend who you, those of you that love listening to the Sports Friday edition, had the opportunity of hearing Kevin and his cousin slash business partner, Ted Anderson, a little over a week ago. And they're rescheduled. I mean, I will reschedule them ASAP for part two of that convo that we missed this past Friday. More than likely, hopefully, it'll be this Friday, if not sooner. Maybe Kevin will call in tomorrow morning on his birthday so we can wish him a happy birthday also. But, because I will schedule a special show tomorrow, the political panel show, I probably schedule a special show either this coming up Thursday or next Tuesday. You know, when get my cousin Linda and maybe Rich Roughneck or call her, call in so we can just talk about the state of the U.S. and its economy in a fun, informative fashion. But, yeah, back to what I was saying, Kevin's birthday is tomorrow, and Kevin and his cousin Ted are opening a new car dealership here in the Jackson, Mississippi area by the name of Fairware Auto Sales. And you can like their business Facebook fan page at Fairway Auto Sales LLC, okay? So so you can stay in and know what's going on. But they're coming, those of you that are anticipating hearing part two of the convo. And my apologies again for not broadcasting live on this past Friday. But I hope you enjoyed Saturday's show and also Sunday's show. Had a little situation going on Saturday, but Samira said that she was on air, and we had a blast on Saturday. Also, I posted pictures of Samira and I on my Facebook page. So be sure to check those out also. And shout out to my Mark mentors and everyone in the Mark community. Also, Mark is a brand of Avon. So I'm looking forward to the annual meeting that we have webcast on Mondays. So I'm looking forward to the webcast later on today. But feel free again to call in. I'm in the chat room also. 714-409-0614. What's going on in Mississippi News? Some of you all might like, some of you like to know. You can always visit like our local media outlets, websites, like Clarion Ledger. It's a popular, it's our newspaper, and it's Clarion Ledger, CLARIONLEDGER.com. And then there's a local entertainment, you know, newspaper called Jackson Free Press. You can visit them at JFP.com, and also the local media of WLBT, WAPT, 16 WAPT, WJTV, and also Fox 40 News. And those of you that like us, I'm always nosy. I'm nosy around, always checking out what's going on in other cities and what's going on overseas. I always like to know what's going on locally, and the best way to find out is to tap into what's going on in local media. And what's hot on the local and national level is, okay, you all know recently North Carolina voted to ban same-sex marriage. Well, Mississippi also voted a similar ban back in 2004. Well, the governor of North Carolina, is her name Perdue, she made a statement saying that, oh, my goodness, you know, that, wow, this is paraphrase, that some people are going to begin to ask that, say that North Carolina is looking like the state of Mississippi in regards to the ban on same-sex marriage. And our governor, newly seated governor, former lieutenant governor, two-term lieutenant governor, I might add, Governor Phil Bryant, said that she should apologize to the state of Mississippi for making a comment like that, because it seemed like it was in a negative tone. And a lot of other Mississippi leaders also feel the same. And so that's the question today on 16 WAPT News today. What are your thoughts in regards to the comment that the governor of North Carolina made in regards to saying that, you know, she's pretty much appalled at the fact that her state voted against same-sex marriages. And, you know, you all listen to me, and you all know that I've always been a proponent since childhood of same-sex and LGBT rights. So, but these are opinions that people are talking. This is what people are talking about here in the state of Mississippi. And also there's news about things going on here in the city of Jackson regarding a district called the Ferry Street District, entertainment district, regarding a development project that's been ongoing for many, many years. And so there's news that hopefully give maybe four new clubs opening soon. So it's been talks for many years for the clubs. And the historic street and district is definitely developing and redeveloping, but the pace needs to really pick up. So they're hoping to have four new clubs open in the Ferry Street Entertainment District. And you've heard me talk of the Ferry Street District often. It's located downtown. And also it's the home of Peaches and Big Apple Inn and Harmon's Drugs. Matter of fact, Zach Harmon and George, shout out to the Harmon family. George and I we're good friends, and we're still all good friends, and I love network of his wife, and I also talk with his mother. I haven't talked with her in a minute, need to call her. And his father has been ill since fall of September, but George, brother Zach, was a blues musician and also well-known producer in the entertainment industry, plans on opening a business. So they're hoping that his blues bar will be open before the end of the year, and also B.B. King's, one of B.B. King's establishments, a friend of mine, and also a couple others. But I know of, like, 2008, we heard the same thing, so I hope this is true. I mean, we heard that four entertainment venues would be open by the end of the year. We heard the same thing in, like, 2008, so I just hope that this happens. But one thing about it, it's important. Downtown Jackson was once like the mecca of just different types of businesses, retailers, from furniture stores to clothing stores to restaurants to all type of venues. And just hopefully the city of Jackson, within the city limits and downtown, and spread it also, just not just downtown but around the city, hopefully the city and downtown will be all revitalized ASAP. It's a beautiful historic city. My Facebook friends, I know you all have seen some pictures that I posted of the downtown area, of the Governor's Mansion and of the King Edward Hotel, which is also the Hilton Garden Inn. And that's a historic hotel that we're so glad to see come to pass, the beauty of it. It has been revitalized, you know. And as bad as I was waiting for that and anticipating the new arrival of the new King Edward Hotel, I have yet been inside. And I am going to book me a couple, like a weekend there, where I can just let my creative juices flow and write and sketch and just enjoy the hotel in the near future. But it's a beautiful hotel, and so hopefully I'll be taking pictures of the interior for you all in the near future. But just wanted to share that. That's just some some things happening. Of course, a lot of sports news is always happening here. But congrats to LeBron James, three-time MVP player. Congrats to him and congrats to everybody that is playing in the playoffs right now. Congrats, because to be honest, you know, I know I talk a lot about the Mavericks, but my top eight teams are playing in the playoffs, and so it's just amazing. So we'll be talking more about sports later on in the week, and of course on Friday, doing Sports Friday edition of the Shocking and Tam Reports. But today is Dee Dee's birthday, but then also there's other individual birthdays also. And you all know I love to refer to Dallas News today in history. And if I can get my screen, my eyesight's not bad, but golly, my screen is so small on my Touch by T-Mobile. I love my Touch. Yeah, you all should check out the MyTouch, those of you that love Androids and love, iPhones and smartphones. This MyTouch is an amazing Android phone. It's like a little office in the palm of my little hands. Today is George Lucas's birthday. And one thing about I have the touch screen and the keyboard. And one thing about dealing with these touch screens, though, if you just make a slip, sometimes your information would just vanish. But while I'm pulling up this birthday information, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about Walking Off Weight Journal that is written by Michelle Stanton, Fitness Director of Prevention. And one thing I like about this book and its journal is exercise band comes with it also. And one thing about why there's a journal, so you can journal your progression. And it states that more time, people that keep record of their progression pretty much get into shape, reach their goals, and stick to their goals. And I began just a regular journal in holiday season of 2010, and I thought about this last night. I have not been documenting my journal because I've been documenting in other ways. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, so I'm always documenting my life and doing my best to be honest. But also I would like to send prayers and a shout out to one of my inspirations, David Harrison Levi. He had surgery at the end of this week, and he is recovering pretty well. So visit his Facebook page and send him much love if you would. You know, I'm always telling you all, if you don't network with him, you most definitely should. You should read the post that he posted this morning. So inspirational, so encouraging. He always share words in the way that I'm feeling, you know, and a lot of other people always relate to what he says. I mean, I made a comment to him on Saturday that he's definitely, since he and I became friends in 2007, he has definitely inspired and encouraged me, bringing the best out of me. I've always been comfortable and had pretty good self-esteem, but the past decade of my life, I don't deny, been in like darkness. You know, darkness has been kind of clouded around me, you know, but I have been humbled and I feel so much peace. But one thing about it, he and I networking with one another, he has allowed me to really reach within myself and pull out the true me. And what I stated to him is that you have allowed me to really see I am who I am, and that's okay. And, you know, all of us, we are who we are. Whoever you are, it's okay. And when we realize that it's okay to be who we are, then that's when things are seen. That's when self-discovery is really accomplished. And that's when we can really, accept our flaws or correct our flaws and just live better, improved lives and deal with what is true and what is not true. Even from naysayers, when people talk, like all of my friends say haters, say things that you know aren't true, you can really deal with yourself and you know who you are and you accept who you are and it's okay with who you are. The live streaming will stop in a few, but I did not plan on saying this right here, but I just wanted to share that with you. And that's what I have gotten from my relationship and my friendship with David Harrison, Levi, the Star Maker. And he is, and so I guess that's why he's the Star Maker. Brings the star out of everyone. If your goals are to be a Hollywood star, or if just a star in your everyday life, shining on those around you, it's amazing the things that he shared with others. And he lives that example. So I say much love to he and his love, his wife, Rosie. I feel so in comfort to know that he has someone who loves him unconditionally with him, and he loves her back. So that's just amazing to know. Like I said before, he's like my Clive Davis, like Clive Davis was to Whitney Houston. But back to talking about walk-off weight. And it's an awesome book. You should visit prevention.com. I would do my best to contact the author and get her on the show, since I will be sharing and talking about different aspects of her book. And some of the titles, I'm not going to try to like squeeze in a lot of information, but her chapter titles are Chapter 1, Why Walking, 2, The Best Way to Walk Off Weight, Prep Before You Walk, Get Up to Speed, the different phases of walking. It's wild phase, phase 1 through 4, phase 2, weeks 5 through 8, chapter 7, eating for weight loss and exercise, and chapter 8, overcoming obstacles, and chapter 9, beyond 8 weeks. And then, of course, there's the journal, and the journal is filled with resources and end notes and index. And the journal is pretty much where we document what is going on. I am going to read just the front of the first chapter so you can get an idea. And I think that even if you're not into it to lose weight, that it's good to read this book. Just to live a healthier lifestyle. And if you enjoy walking and jogging like I've always loved walking and jogging. And I like power walking, and so on top of Pilates and exercises like that. Now, I do need to get back in the gym, because ellipticals are very important for me in building up endurance, and also hitting those hard-to-hit spots that you just can't hit unless you have a home gym, you know. When I say hit the gym, if you have a home gym, dust off those ellipticals and your exercise equipment and get back to exercising, you know, really. But let me go ahead and read a little bit of this beginning of this first chapter. And it starts off with, I love to walk, whether it's strolling around my neighborhood with my husband and kids, or speeding down a park path for a workout, or racking up the miles to complete a full or half marathon with Prevention readers. Walking is my number one form of exercise, and trust me, after nearly 20 years as a certified fitness instructor at Prevention Mag, I've tried just about every type of workout. I'm not alone in my love of walking. Over the years, I've gotten thousands of letters and emails from Prevention readers who are just as passionate about walking as I am. When I invited them to walk a marathon with me and other editors a few years ago, more than 500 signed up. In fact, Prevention readers are nearly 90% more likely to walk for exercise 2 or more days a week than other Americans. And this love affair with walking isn't exclusive to Prevention readers. More than 100 million Americans walk for exercise. Okay, I'm going to continue a little bit more. When you think about it, it's not surprising that walking is America's favorite way to work out. It's easy. Most of us have been doing it since we were just about a year old. It's cheap. All you need is a good pair of sneakers and socks. They don't have to be the most expensive kind. In one study, cheaper models score just as well as, or sometimes even better than, pricier ones for support, cushioning, and comfort. It's body friendly. Unlike running, you always have one foot on the ground when you're walking, so the impact on your joints land with a force 1 to 1.5 times your body weight, compared with about 3 times your body weight when you run. In a review of 28 high-quality scientific
studies of exercise in women ages 50 to 65, researchers found that the rate of injury averaged just 3% of walking, compared with 23% for higher impact activities like jogging, nearly 8 times more. It's flexible. You can walk around your neighborhood or nearby where you work. You can even do it when you're traveling, according to a Stanford University study. Beginning exercisers who are able to work out at home were 45% more likely to still be exercising a year later, compared with those who had to travel to a facility for their workouts. It feels good. While all types of exercise can give you a mood boost, walkers report feeling better than runners while they're doing it, not just after they're done. So, that's not all. Walking is powerful medicine. The Harvard Nurses Health Study, which has been tracking the health behaviors of more than 200,000 women for more than 3 decades, has shown that moderate walking for an average of 30 minutes a day can lower the risk of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes by 30 to 40%, and the risk of breast cancer by 20 to 30%. Walking also keeps your mind sharp, boosts your mood, fights off colds, raises up your energy level, improves sleep, reduces pain, helps you live longer, and even curbs food cravings. But know that the real reason you picked up this book, you want to lose weight, and that's my goal too, to help you walk off those pounds and leave them in the dust forever. After all, walking is the number one activity of successful losers. The National Weight Control Registry is a study of more than 5,000 people who have managed to lose weight, 66 pounds on average, and keep it off for an average of 5.5 years. When researchers asked these successful losers about their exercise habits, walking topped the list, with 54% of the women reporting that they walk a mile or more a day. Okay, that's just beginning of chapter one. So that pretty much tells you if you should or should not read this book. If you feel like you shouldn't read this book, you most definitely, I know someone that should, or someone that loves to walk. And even those that don't love to walk probably start loving to walk after reading this book and seeing that it's not as time-consuming as it might seem. I'll start tomorrow. Today I am resuming my spring cleaning. And how are you guys doing your spring cleaning? I've been getting all type of spring cleaning information in regards to not just spring cleaning your homes, but spring cleaning like your wine cabinets, spring cleaning your financial health, spring cleaning everything, not just your grooming bags and your makeup bags, but everything, just spring clean everything. And I received an email this morning from Diane Wise. You know, I love getting info from Diane Wise regarding pulling out that grill and preparing for grill season. And, you know, in part of spring cleaning, I talked about the importance of going ahead, spring cleaning your patio and cleaning up your grills and items that you use in spring and summer. But I received an awesome email regarding getting ready for grill season. So at the beginning of Wednesday's show, I'll share information on that, or maybe tomorrow's show, I'll say information all regarding preparing for grill season. And we still need to talk more about eating more fiber. And you heard my cousin Linda talk about it a couple weeks ago. That and Linda is I'm telling you, she's in her 60s, but she looks like she's in her 30s. Linda talked about her diet and how it consists of a lot of fibers, a lot of just a lot of fiber. And so we definitely need to talk more about fiber. And one thing that Samira and I talked about this past weekend is talking about gluten, you know, the importance of eating gluten-free food also. And she made a perfect example. It's in the name, gluten. Food, white foods like flours and white rice, et cetera, breads, et cetera, gluten. They're gluten-filled. Well, that's a way to figure out if something is gluten-free or not also, because of its content. And I love white foods. And when I really found out the importance of eating gluten-free foods is when Tamak became my virtual personal trainer back in, like, 2007, 2008. And I was just amazed at how quickly my body started transforming when I reduced, back then, eating lot of white foods with other foods, like with white rice, replaced it with couscous and so on. But I found out how important that to eat gluten-free foods back then. But the one thing about this, Samira and I was talking about was that this past weekend, and Samira made a statement. I talked about it on Facebook. She was like, "You're too pretty to have all that extra weight on you." And I was like, "I agree." And it's good to hear that from people who are honest and really care about people's health. I agree. I'm like, I'm working on it, you know, but it takes a support. It's a support system for all of us to gain weight also, because I was way too thin at one time in my life also, and I feared I would have a heart attack because I was too thin. And I wear a snug size 8, but I'm 5'2 and a half, a small body frame. So that's not a good look. So not just a good look, but a good whatever. So my mindset is right, and I'm working on it also. But it's good to have a support system, and it's good to network with personal trainer and health experts also, because I'm not a person that does not know about health and fitness. So I feel for people who don't know and don't care about health and fitness. But it's just all about knowing you and knowing what's right and good for you to eat, and networking and getting advice from professionals who really do care and really know what they're talking about also. And then just hearing other people's stories. And it's just amazing to support, like, smart people. These are smart people. Just if you're into living healthy anyway. I receive amazing information. I love networking with smartpeople.com. You get so much information from eating healthy. And one thing about smart people, it's not about losing weight. It's about living a healthy lifestyle. It's about maintaining your weight or gaining weight or losing weight. It's about providing information and building a support system regarding just living healthy, knowing what foods to eat, living an active lifestyle. Today it's about sugar and reducing sugar. That's another thing why I love Jorge Cruz. He talks about how to look out for hidden sugars. And, you know, I'm doing pretty good weaning myself from eating a lot of sugar. Jillian Michaels, you know, she's amazing. I'm just sharing with you some of my favorite personal trainers. Denise Austin, wow. And Drew Manning, the personal trainer who gained obsessive weight and is still in the progression stages of losing weight. He's almost back to his normal self, but he gained weight and ate all kinds of junk food and gained so much weight quickly. And it's amazing that he has a supportive wife also. And even his wife said, it's just amazing to change how quickly he gained weight when he stopped eating healthy and started eating junk food on a daily basis and just gained so much weight enormously. You know, so visit Drew Manning. .com and on Facebook and so on. You've probably seen his interview on Good Morning America in the late fall. But, I mean, he is amazing. You know, he's like, okay, I'm going to gain weight and eat junk food, and then I'm going to lose it. And so that's an amazing journey. So I'm enjoying my journey at the beginning of the year called Beth's Chubby to Fit Journey also. But, again, pick up the book. And I'm looking at, like, the essential gear that's really important to have when walking. And it's good supportive walking shoes, usually priced from $60 to $120. Comfortable socks that fit with your shoes, usually priced from $3 to $12 per pair. And a timing device, like an MP3 player, which is usually priced from $30 to $300. Loadable walk-off weight podcast or a sports watch with an interval timer are usually priced at $20 to $65. And an elastic resistant band or two, usually priced from $4 to $15. And so there's a resource page when you get the book to check out on page 320 for more information on where to find these products. But before I'm abruptly cut off, I want to thank you so much for sharing with me and networking with me, and most definitely supporting the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I just sent an invite out to Jesse Johnson, formerly of The Time. Remember, you know, Jesse Johnson. He's working on new music. And so I just told him, hey, the listening audience and I would definitely like you to be a guest on the show. So hopefully I will hear back from him regarding being a guest on the show, because I've always loved Nate. You all know I love the Minneapolis Sound Prince. And I had the pleasure of meeting JC back in the mid-'80s. And he really, he's like one of my inspirations when I, for my line, Just Lounging. Because in 85, when I met him, he had just finished performing, and I, like, met him soon after the show. But he had already showered and put on the most marvelous loungewear, the most beautiful loungewear I've ever seen at that time, in the mid-'80s at that time. I mean, the loungewear that he had on is like loungewear that you would see now. And but still, it's all about the music, and he's working on new music. And one thing about J.C. Johnson,